This morning, we're learning that Tunisia's political future is far from settled. The president, who many called a dictator, fled last week, but the days-old coalition government is now in danger of collapsing after four newly appointed ministers from the opposition quit. In a bid to further appease those calling for change, this morning, the interim government announced it's launching an investigation into the former regime's alleged corruption. As NPR's Sarai Sarhadi-Nelson reports, outraged Tunisians are demanding to know just where the vast wealth amassed by the former president and his family actually went.
Tear gas didn't stop these few protesters who stayed on this key thoroughfare in central Tunis after most people fled. They shouted and handed out leaflets printed with the names of regime members who are now in the new government. One passerby, who only gave her first name, Najit, says she understands the protesters feeling bitter about the old guard remaining in charge. But the 53-year-old banker adds the interim government should be given a chance to prove itself. Many more Tunisians, however, feel it's too risky to give the ruling party another chance. Like Matou Mohsen, a physics teacher and counselor.
We want a coalition that reflects fully the will of the people, democracy, freedom, and the basic needs of the population. Food, water, clean air, jobs, and overall national dignity. We are not Bananas Republic.
Mohsen and scores of other protesters gathered in front of a trade union building. They shouted for a new constitution and warned officials against any attempt to sweep past wrongdoings under the rug. University lecturer Fatih Helal says he and others here worry corruption in particular is likely to be covered up.
They are asking for a radical change, a cut away from the past, because corruption is deeply entrenched, you know, in all the apparatus of the states.
He says any new government here needs to investigate ousted President Zayn el-Abidine Ben Ali, his wife Leila Trabelsi, and her relatives. They are accused of operating like a mafia, and they are alleged to have generated millions for themselves through extortion and graft. Some rumors here have the former First Lady hauling gold bars out of the country as she fled. The president and his family are believed to have stashed away many hundreds of millions of dollars in Swiss, French, and other foreign bank accounts. Lawyer Mohamed Abu, a dissident who spent 2.5 years in jail under the former regime, represents a Tunisian businessman who says he was forced to pay $150,000 to one of the former First Lady's brothers in 2008. Abu says the businessman was told he needed to pay the bribe in order to spring his Hong Kong shipment from Tunisian customs. His client filed a complaint, but instead, police arrested him outside his lawyer's office. The case has gone nowhere, Abu adds.
Il y a un problème concernant la justice tunisienne.
He fears that isn't likely to change, given who the new government has been assigning to tackle corruption. Abu says a prosecutor who blocked cases against the ruling family during the regime has now been assigned as a watchdog. That prosecutor has been asked by the new government to investigate the ousted president's head of security. He expressed similar doubts about a commission announced this week by the prime minister to investigate corruption.
Même chose, le premier ministre lui-même, hier à la télé, il a dit « Je ne savais pas qu'il y a trop de corruption, assez de corruption ».
Abu says he was dismayed when the prime minister went on national television to say he had no idea corruption was so rampant. The lawyer asks how Tunisians can be expected to believe such a claim when any child here can tell you about corruption. Saraya Sarhadi-Nelson, NPR News, Tunis.